About a dozen students are peeking over the sides of two enormous tanks at Petersburg's water treatment facility in April. The air is thick with the smell of mud and algae from the pond water gurgling through the tanks, and the slight odor of fish. Hundreds of pink salmon fry, just about the size of a child's finger, are darting around the murky water. The teens are tasked with gently catching all of them with tiny nets and plopping them into several 5-gallon buckets of water nearby. It's a painstaking process.
I mean, they're choosing to do this, Andrew. It's not my fault.
It takes them about an hour. Some of the fish are dead, or rapidly approaching death.
Oh no! Look at the dead ones.
Once they've collected all the fish they've raised over the last year, the students load up their buckets onto a school bus. Alice Kumps is a science teacher at Petersburg High School, and she's taught the aquaculture class for close to a decade. She drives the students to a creek a couple miles out of town. When they arrive, she leads them through the woods to a shallow eddy. The students begin trying to coax the fish out of the buckets and into the stream, which they have explicit permission from the local Alaska Department of Fish and Game Office to do. But while they wade through the mud and try to dodge the Devil's Club crowding the creek, some of them are struggling with the task at hand.
Don't put your hand on the dead wood as a brace.
Honestly, I don't know. Ooh. I'm just letting them go with the flow at this point. Be free, children.
Despite their objections today, it's a massively popular class. Kump says a lot of kids compete for spots in her aquaculture course every year.
I unfortunately am restricted in keeping my number down to 14. But yeah, I've got a lot of kids that want to take it because it is so hands-on.
But Kump says the class isn't just about field trips and messy fun outside. It's preparing them for the real deal, careers in the fishing industry after graduation. Through the high school's partnership with the University of Alaska Southeast, students can earn technical education credits for the class alongside standard high school credits.
It's a great class for kids that might be thinking about doing this as a career. And the idea really is that students might decide to go to a technical school, preferably in the state of Alaska, and continue their education, and then they could work at a hatchery.
In addition to learning about biology, the class is helping state fish biologists learn more about the health and genetics of fish in the area.
They always ask us at the same time to collect samples. So we collect ovarian fluid samples and we collect kidney samples of the salmon. And we send that to the state up in Juneau. They have a lab, a pathology lab, and they run some tests on there. And that's really just so that they have an idea of what bacteria might be prevalent in the population in the wild run.
Even after almost a decade of teaching, Kump says the class is still very dear to her. And part of that is because it's so intertwined with the local culture.
I also really like it because it involves so much of what Petersburg is about. The borough has such a history and rich economy based on fisheries.
Charlotte Martin is a senior this year at Petersburg High School. Last spring at the creek, she said she wasn't sure about what she'll do when she graduates. But she's enjoyed the hands-on learning experience in Kumps' outdoor classroom. Martin says it was rewarding to see the pinks transition through their earliest stages of life, but it's hard not to get a little attached.
I mean, yeah, we saw them when they were eggs till now, so kind of attached to them.
Absolutely. How does this moment feel? They're going upstream, they're going to feed people and bears, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'm happy for them. It's kind of cute.
A new crop of pink salmon hatched last month in Kumps' classroom. The tiny fish are still attached to bright orange yolk sacs, which they'll absorb over the next couple months. In this second stage of life, they're called Alvin.
Today was our first day, actually, that we found some that have hatched. So we have a few little Alvin, which is exciting. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, the kids were excited.
The pinks will be ready for release in late spring. That's also right around the time Charlotte Martin and her cohort will graduate high school and start their own journey into the great wide world. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.